Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
I'm not sure you truly understand the full gamut of what lies ahead. Consider your triumphs, your failures. So many have told us that we will not succeed. Your family is not worthy. Your sons, your daughters, your wives, your husbands, nor your co-workers, and not even your bosses. Many said you could never rise to the challenge. Many said you are the poster child of successions. But I say nay to all those naysayers. You can save. You can find the deals. Your families no longer have to pay full price. Your families can stream movies, stream music, and have two-hour delivery. And all of those who don't believe, look them in the eye and say you will do all they say you can't, and you'll get it all from Amazon in 2 days. Now let's prove them all wrong and shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We will all smile at the box that smiles back to Amazon!
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who filled his football fantasy pool with porn stars. Fantasy?
What?
Porn? Get it?
Oh.
Fantasy porn. Oh. Jim Amato, breathe. Breathe, Jim. He's on Twitter holding his breath that his iPad doesn't mess up the stream tonight. Well, fellas, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
You know, we all are pretty much, oh, crap.
Oh, come on.
Already. Already.
And that's why you don't pull on that thing like that.
I tried not to.
Fat ass.
And you're talking about me ripping my cord in half.
I know. We got a lip over here dismantling his cord. Corey breaking the freaking hand jobs.
The hand jobs? It's my mic stand.
Yeah.
You pulled it right out of the little.
You know, if it ain't one damn thing, it's another.
Next thing you know, my Q-tip's going to fall out. I got roasted today.
Wait a minute. Where is your Q-tip?
It's for my hair.
Oh, that's what
one
you're
of the kids
about.
Called me a dirty Q-tip today.
Oh,
and I look because he was trying to roast me, and I looked straight up to him, and I was like, "Hey, don't talk to me, you little burnt French fry."
Speaking of French fries go good with burritos, and burritos also means that Martha Moo is chiming in. Martha Moo off the Twitter. What it do? I screwed that up.
Yeah, you did. I got you back. Martha Moo, what it do? Hey, girl.
Off the Twitter.
There you go.
There she is. All right. We're all pretty much children of the 90s.
Yeah.
Or we were cognizant of...
I'm 38 years old.
...of the fact you were not 38.
I was born in 1997.
You were not...
1979. I'm dyslexic.
You were not... We were children of the 90s.
Yeah, children of the corn.
Most of us.
Someone can't English today.
I can't. Most of us remember. Most of us remember watching TV shows that had chicks on it.
I did.
I don't remember a TV show that didn't have chicks, except for that one show called Not With Chicks.
Well, Maxim released a 14 hottest 90s TV stars, and they rank them 14-1.
And they all work at Hooters.
They pretty much all do now. Some of them I don't even remember, so I'm just going to blow through the 10 through 14.
Okay.
Even though I think there's one in there that shouldn't be this low on the list.
Okay.
14 is Jane Reeves, Daphne Moon from Frasier. I never watched Frasier.
What? Daphne Moon, the British nurse that took care of Frasier? I loved her.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine Beans from Seinfeld, number 13.
She was bad.
This is one that I don't think should be this low on the list. Katie Sagal, Peggy Bundy from Married with Children.
Oh, she was so hot.
She should be very much higher on the list.
Wasn't she the same one that played Leela? And she was also in...
Yes.
Sons of Anarchy.
She was.
She is still bad to this day.
Number 11, Jenna Elfman, Dharma Montgomery from Dharma and Greg.
Oh my God! I'm tweaking out right now.
This is where it gets real good.
And that was 14 through 11?
Yes, that was 14 through 11. Jenna is 14, Katie is 12, Julia is 13, and Jane is 14. And number 10, coming in at number 10, I kind of agree with this one. Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House.
Okay.
Number 10.
I wasn't a real big Aunt Becky fan, but I kind of want Peggy to be number 10 now.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, yes.
If that's who we're giving number 10 to, I mean, I'm just saying, Aunt Becky. Joey was cool, but Uncle Jesse was cool, but Becky wasn't all that.
Yeah. Number 9. I don't know why she's on the list, but she's on the list. Marge Simpson from The Simpsons.
Oh,
ages.
Who is this guy that thinks that Marge Simpson is hot? Oh, God.
Oh, homie.
Okay, you might have a new impression right there, bro.
Was that a good one?
Yeah. You like that? You might have a new one.
I'm not going to lie. I had an old Playboy that had a Marge Simpson centerfold.
Well, the only time.
And negligee. And it was.
The only time I see Marge Simpson is on some of the porn porn videos that I watch.
The hentai.
Where the neighbor, Hidley Diddly Dooley guy, is giving Marge Simpson the old business.
Ooh.
That's the only time I've seen Marge Simpson.
Marge is hiding some weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, destruction.
Under that green dress. I'm just saying.
Homer is there for a reason. Mm. Number 8.
Does the bush match the drapes?
Yeah, it's all yellow lip. It's all jaundice. Marge Simpson had a bad case of jaundice.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what that means.
She was yellow.
Oh, okay.
Number 8.
Mustard dripping.
Everybody thought, oh, God.
That's just gross.
I'm trying to get past it.
Oh, hilarious.
Yes, Mata Martha, it's audio only, baby girl, but there'll be a video replay. Here's the thing. Number 8, everybody thought she was hot. I don't. I give her a buzzer. Fran Drescher as Fran Fine.
What? You didn't?
She was too annoying. I couldn't get past the voice. I wanted to punch her in the tits. I just wanted to punch her right in the boobs.
I hate it when she cried. And I have a story about crying, but you sound more like Quagmire. Peter.
Griffin. I do. I do.
That's a pretty good Peter. We got our anime.
It's
our
not animation. A
friend. We got our animation impressions now.
Do your Marge and I'll do my Peter.
Oh, Peter. You're so funny. You're so funny.
This show is so stupid.
No, I like Fran Drescher. I just didn't like when she was like, Mr. Sheffield.
I wanted Mr. Sheffield to give her the stick so bad and get it over with.
I did, too. Like,
so we could move on.
She was so bad.
We knew. But you know what? That was like the precursor to Bones. Because that's the whole concept behind Bones, other than them solving murder mysteries, was the chemistry between Bones and Boone.
Well, that's the same thing with Office.
Yes.
The Office between Pam and... Jim Halpert.
And there's another one coming up later in the list where they had the same little storyline.
Oh, don't tell.
You know where I'm going.
I already know that
one. But let's go to number 7. Number 7, I think you will also agree with, D.T.
Okay.
Lip, you probably won't because you grew up as a latchkey kid and you were out chasing chickens and playing with sticks and balls.
Sticks and balls.
Picking up pig crap.
Number 7, Brandy.
Moesha.
Moesha Mitchell on Moesha.
Yep. Yep.
I think she looked really good.
Brandy's
still holding it. Brandy's still keeping it tight today.
Mm. Yeah, she is. I was just messing with you.
I know. I'm about to say. But you know, Ray J is even better. Number 7. This one, I'm surprised she's not in the top 3.
Okay.
Christina Applegate, Kelly Bundy, Married with Children.
Yep.
She would be in the top three.
And she's still bad.
She's still holding it.
She's still keeping it tight.
She's still
remember
keeping
the family vacation?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Number 5, I agree, but then I disagree. Number 5, Courtney Cox as Monica Geller on Friends.
She wasn't bad looking, but I mean, number 5, she kind of probably could have made number 14.
Jim Amato off the Twitter says, wrong, Bones is Moonlighting 2.0. I can kind of see that, Jim. I got it. I can see that.
Moonlighting.
Yeah, it's like a it's a show. But yeah, Bones is a.
Was that back in the '70s? Because I remember when I was in the '70s, like we had all those good shows.
It was an older show, but I see back in I see what you're saying, Jim.
When
off
I was
the
born, you know.
Off the Twitter, Courtney Cox. I say yes and no. Because I think Courtney got hotter as she got older.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because when she was on Bones, dude, she was banging hot. I mean, not Bones, Scrubs. When she did, she came in season...
Cougar Town.
I didn't really watch Cougar Town, unfortunately.
Well, I just saw the promos for Cougar Town. I was like, dang, Courtney is...
And the funny thing is that the same executive producer of Scrubs is the executive producer for Bones, or for Cougar Town. But I saw her on Scrubs, and I thought she was hot because they brought her in on season, I want to say season 8 or season 9, as the new chief of medicine. But she only lasted like...
two episodes.
About 4 episodes, actually, because then they all voted her out because she was tying their hands and not allowing them to treat the patients.
Oh, okay.
She was more concerned about the financial well-being of the hospital than she was about
Sounds like Monica.
Of the patient. Sounds like the hospital world today. Number 4. I didn't watch this show, so I'm going to have to go to the table on this one. Gillian Anderson, Dana Scully from The X-Files.
Never watched X-Files.
I never did either. Lip?
I've seen some episodes, but that's about it.
In passing? Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big X-Files
now,
watcher.
The aliens on that show were pretty hot. Not going to lie.
All right, top 3.
All right, let's see if they
And I think
right.
you will agree with these. Number 3, Karen Parsons... Hillary Banks, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes, yes, double yes.
Yes, 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 all, yes. And she was dumb as a box of rocks.
Mm-hmm. Her character was, but she's freaking smart. I've seen her in The Ladies' Man, Leon
Her
Phelps.
Character.
Oh, my God.
Hillary Banks was dumb as a box of rocks.
Yes, but she is hot.
Number 2, Jennifer Aniston, Rachel Green from Friends.
And that's the one you were talking about with Ross.
With her,
yes.
With Ross and, yes. And Ross and Rachel.
And she piloted the no bras.
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody wanted to have her hairstyle.
Yes.
And the
She was dumb as a box of rocks, too.
Okay, so here it is. The number...
Seeing a trend here.
Number 1 hottest TV star ranked by Maxim and Martha Marta off the Twitter. She chimes in as yes on Hillary.
Yes.
Yeah. Yas.
Yas
on
Hillary. Yas, queen. Yas.
Yas. And Jim Amato. Oh, hell yes. For Gillian Anderson on The X-Files. Jim, you're the only one, buddy, because none of us watched The X-Files.
Yeah, I never watched it.
Number 1.
You never watched it yourself.
Number 1 on the 14 hottest 90s TV stars ranked by Maxim magazine is... Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
What? That wasn't exciting for you?
Okay, so they missed a couple.
Okay, okay, which ones? Because I have some honorable mentions,
okay,
too.
So, first
we'll
of all...
We'll go a little overlip. It's okay.
First of all, Tatiana Ali as Ashley Banks.
And you know what? That's the one that I did not have Tatiana Ali. I will give you that. I agree. Tatiana Ali.
I forgot her real name, but she played Kimberly in the Power Rangers.
You know what? I saw her, but I didn't list her down. But
she was one of my favorites.
Okay.
And then you can't have a hottest girl list of the 90s and not have Topanga from Boys Meets World.
I had Topanga. She was Daniel Fishel. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have Topanga.
Yes.
You
got to have. She was nowhere on the list, bro. Topanga.
You gotta have Topanga.
Here's my honorable mentions.
Okay.
Laura Winslow, Family Matters.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I have another one.
Yes.
What is her name now? I can't think of it, but she played Dion from Clueless.
I don't remember. I never watched Clueless.
You tell me the rest of yours.
That up. I have one, Laura Winslow, and then here's one, Lip. You remember the show Blossom? 6 from Blossom? Jenna Von Oy, 6 from Blossom. She was the geeky, nerdy, hot chick. Hands.
I got one for
Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash.
I got one, but it's so good it has to be the last one.
Okay. Okay. So Lip wants the kicker for the vignette here. All right. Here's my other one. You got to go with me on this one, DT.
Okay.
Gina from Martin. Tisha Campbell.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Who could not? Why is she not on the list?
Right.
Holly Robinson, Vanessa Russell from Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Ooh. What? Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I got a Mr. Cooper.
I forgot all about that.
His big lips got another
one. I got another one. I got another one.
Who you got?
D.L. Hughley's wife from the Hughleys.
I don't remember what her name is, but I know who you're talking about.
I forgot what her name is, but she was bad,
okay,
too.
You want to know who else?
Nia Long.
Nia Long.
Nia Long, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I would agree with you 100%.
Lisa.
You ready for my next honorable mention?
Yes.
Whitley from A Different World. Boom!
Not only Whitley from A Different World, but let's go with Lisa Bonet from The Cosby.
That was on my next line. Denise Huxtable!
Denise Huxtable!
And here's my final one, my honorable mention. She wasn't a youngin' back in the 90s, but I love her. I think she's got a classy sexy, and that is Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show, Felicia Rashad.
Okay, and here goes my last one, and this is going to be a little bit weird.
Okay,
but all right. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Mother-Loving Witch.
Even with her wall eye?
Even with her wall,
I remember
her from Clarissa Explains It All, and she can explain all of this.
Well, we have some really good ones, and we've come up with some amazing ones.
Yes.
But what's going to be even better than that is the one Lip has in his forte right now.
It's a tortilla.
Lip, who is your, and have your finger on that button, who is your pick for one of the hottest 90 TV stars?
Roseanne from Roseanne.
Okay. Bad Guy Radio.
Show. I watch the TV, I watch the news, make you afraid, the news, you know, put all these stories on, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know. There is one country that worries me, though, not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. This had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. And Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. All over the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, and that's our executive producer, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, Dud?
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show and comment on our Facebook after the show. Yeah! Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search at Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon Prime. I absolutely love my Prime membership. I really do. I know it's $99, you know, every year, but it is so worth it. Everything arrives in 2 days. And one special thing that I learned about Amazon Prime in this last week is that in the event that I actually had to return something, I bought something because I was trying something out in the house that I thought would work, and it didn't work, and it was unsuccessful. I didn't spend an enormous amount of money, but what the item that I did buy, it was a prime purchase, and when I went back on Amazon and put it in for a return, because I'm a Prime member, Amazon sent the UPS guy to my house with a pre-printed return sticker. All I had to do was tape the item back up in the box and have it waiting for the UPS guy. Walked up to the door, ding dong. He says, "Are you Corey?" I said, "Yes, that is me." He said, "Love the show." He put the sticker on the box and off he went. But before he left, he brought me my replacement part. Because I ordered something else. So right when I went in and returned the product that I had, I also ordered the real product that I wanted.
Sweet.
It was an exchange, and I had to go nowhere. Even in the past with Amazon Prime, I've had to go to the UPS store. I didn't have to do that. That is one of those sleeper benefits of being an Amazon Prime member. Sign up today through the special Prime banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and you can always use your Prime benefits through the Amazon link on our website, through our app, or on our Facebook page. Amazon, it's so damn easy. You'll smile when you get the box.
Nice. I like that
That's
one.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Intern was working. Mana Martha loves the war lip. Nice pull on that.
Yeah.
What her name is
Roseanne, Roseanne Barr. We've been doing this show for 75 years, and Lip's never had a really good kicker.
He never did.
But that one was, I built it up as he was going to let us down, but then this son of a monkey decided to actually have a funny.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, though. I used to have a crush on Roseanne.
I loved Roseanne. I wanted Roseanne to be my mom.
Like, see, you wanted to be your mom. I wanted her to be my wife.
You wanted to put stones to Roseanne?
I was a chubby chaser back then.
Really? Why aren't you today? What? I'm sorry. What
no
happened?
No one said I'm not.
I'm
just saying.
Lip, I have a chance.
I like them small. I like them thick. I like them round. I like them brown. I like them light. I like them white. I like them every time.
You like them moving.
I like, if you moving, we grooving.
Now, you see, I never really put.
I think he walks really
I never really put Roseanne in the.
Stones getting category.
In the stones getting category. But you wanted to put stones to Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I was jealous of John Goodman. Because one, first of all, he had my name.
John?
No, Dan.
Oh, yeah. He was Dan.
He was Dan. His name was Daniel.
Yeah, Connor.
Daniel Connor.
Daniel.
I was like, that could be me.
That could be
me. Mr. Connor.
See, I felt the same way about being Theo. I always wanted to be Theo of the Huxtables. Even though I kind of grew up in a little bit of a Huxtables family.
I'd rather be Bill so I can give it to Felicia.
No, I wanted to do Theo because Theo had crushes on everybody back then and there.
Yeah, but he couldn't give it to Denise. That's his sister. That's incest.
Mata Martha loves...
I wanted to be Bud.
Roseanne, too. Oh, from Married with Children?
No, from the Huxtables, Bud.
Oh, because so you could put stones to Keisha Knight Pulliam. I know their real names, not their character name. What was her name?
Rudy.
Rudy!
I don't want to put stones to Rudy. Rudy's too small.
Bud wanted to put stones to Rudy, bro.
Yeah, but I want to be Bud so I can creepily sneak and watch.
Well, you know,
Denise.
Well, don't worry about it because I'm sure that Bill Cosby probably gave them both something to drink.
He wasn't ready. That's what he did for their birthdays. That's why
special
he put that.
Kool-Aid.
Now, girl.
Now, Mata Martha. Yes.
Try this Jesus juice.
Jim Amato caught the Norm Macdonald opening, the clackety-yackety. Yes, that they've been talking about it all week on Michael Mara's show, so I wanted Lip to pull that intro because I wanted to hear it again. Mata Martha off the Twitter while we were during the opening of the show, she mentioned Stephanie from Full House. And it was kind of hard to put Stephanie. She is today.
DJ
from Full House?
Yeah, she was the older one.
I don't know why, but my mind went to DJ on Roseanne. And I was like, Michael Fishman?
No. Oh, but speaking of.
He's fine as hell.
Darlene. Darlene.
You just wanted to give it to her because you wanted to knock the evil out of her. That's the only reason why you wanted to give it to Darlene Connor.
She was so sarcastic, but so sweet at the same time.
She was a sexy, mean bitch.
She was sexy, mean bitch. And she is so hot. She even got even hotter when her and her boyfriend moved shows and started doing the show together at the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, they're both on the Big Bang. I explained that to my little guy, AJ. I explained that to him, and he didn't realize, because he watches the Big Bang Theory, he didn't realize that that was Darlene from Roseanne and I forget his character's name, from Roseanne as well.
I forgot.
David.
David, yeah, David Darlene and David.
David, and you know that David's brother on the show, who played his brother on the show, ended up killing himself.
No.
Yeah, the guy that played Mark. That was okay. Married to Becky, ended up killing himself. We are such 90s queens. We are 90s, 90s, all the way 90s. We have peaked at 1999. We will not know anything else. Couldn't tell you who was rapping on the VMAs 2 weeks ago, but we are 90s kids.
I used to have a crush on Lisa Lampanelli from All That.
See,
the
I wasn't
fat white girl.
See, I wasn't you and the. I'm really liking the fact that you like the thickies.
I loved her.
You liking the thickies?
I did.
You're down with the thickies.
And I love Kim Parker. Oh, Countess Vaughn. Oh, give me some Countess Vaughn. Oh my gosh!
Whatever you do, don't watch Mike and Molly on TV. You probably end up just ruining it.
Oh,
for yourself.
King of Queens was nice.
Oh God, they are so fat.
No. King of Queens is the one with James.
I know, but
he's fat, but his wife
was
so super
annoying.
Skinny.
He was annoying, and another show that was in the 90s that was annoying was the Drew Carey show. You want to put stones to Mimi as well? She was a big
Her makeup ruined it for me. Like, if she hadn't had her makeup, I think there's one episode when she didn't do her makeup like a clown. And I was like, Okay, Mimi, I see you. Besides that, I was like, I'd rather put stones to Drew Carey.
DT is down with the 90s thickies.
I'm down with the 90s.
Down with the 90s thickies.
I met Drew Carey in real life.
I'm sorry. He's not funny to me. He's never been funny to me at all.
I met him at Lucky Strikes when he was about to do a thing for Stand Up Live.
Really?
Yeah.
He was here?
We were at Lucky Strikes getting chocolate wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
Oh, homie. But he was just sitting there bowling. We're like, hey, is that Drew Carey? And my boy was like, yeah, that's Drew Carey. So we went and went over there and just took pictures with Drew Carey.
He was bowling?
Yeah.
Was this fat Drew Carey or Price is
this,
Right
this
Drew
is
Carey?
Price is Right Drew
oh,
Carey.
Oh, okay. Price is Right Drew Carey is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he was skinny.
He's really
and everything.
Good at that
I was
show,
like, dang,
it
bro, you look good.
He was believing. Oh, before we go to break, just real quick, we could talk 90s
all show.
We really could.
Long.
We are finally out of Marta Mothma agrees with me. He ain't funny. Where the hell is Lady K? Is she? I don't hear her banging on the studio door to get in or nothing. She is not anywhere. But can I break some big news real quick? Can we get a little praise report right now?
Okay.
I honestly think Arizona is finally out of the triple digits. No more 100 plus degree weather. In Arizona, we are now going from boiling balls hot to just hot. Oh, that's the new Justin James soundtrack. Too bad nobody can feel it. Lips got it so far in the background. There it is. We are
out a little deep.
Jesus Christ. You could have put your microphone next door and we would have heard that. We are out of the hundreds. It's all going to be like high 90s for the rest of the...
Hey.
You don't understand people across the country how much of a powerful experience this is.
But see, no one feels this like happy about it more than me.
Why?
Because I'm outside all day, every day for 8 hours a day.
Oh, so you need the church to start back up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they start off with this. Thank you, Just James, for this. This soundtrack, sorry.
I was just about to get the whale of all whales going.
I know, I'm glad I stopped it. This reminds me of a new... There's a new Instagram, guy on Instagram called Not Carlton Banks. I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but if you know anything about black church back in the day, follow Not Carlton Banks. Dude, I literally stayed up till 1:30 in the morning watching all of his Instagram videos, and they are all based around people in church. People in church. Can we try to get not Carlton Banks on the show. He's a comedian. Yeah. I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning watching all of his clips on Instagram, and he's got characters from the First Lady, and they're all played by him. They're all played by First Lady. Then they got the Squint, Sister Squint. Dude, it's hilarious. It's not Carlton Banks on Instagram. All right, folks, let's take a little break right here. And on the other side of this break, me and the little guy and the princess took a road trip this weekend. Yes, and Kamikaze Car Rental didn't go the way that it should have. All right, you'll hear more about that on the other side of this. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Thank you, Rob Spiewak on Fat Guy Radio Show. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show
Welcome back to the show. Target is gearing up for Halloween. Yes, believe it or not, Halloween is right around the corner. Target has specials on kids' costumes, adult costumes, and here's something that I didn't really realize. Group costumes.
What?
You know how when you want to go out with your friends, you can all get group costumes now where you buy everybody's costume in one massive package. Target offers that. Hosting a Halloween party, get your party favors and decor at Target through the Target banner on our website or at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Your kids can be their favorite cartoon or movie character for Halloween. Skip the costume search in the aisles with the whiny spoiled kid. There's always some little snot-nosed kid digging through all the costumes with the bowl on the tips of his fingers.
I want to be a Power Ranger!
By shopping through Target, you'll be heading to the guest relations desk at your favorite Target store to pick up your Target item. Or you can be like me and make it easy and get it shipped right to your front door. Surprise the kids when it arrives at the door and let them open up the box. Target, expect more, pay less. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody.
And quick question about that group costume.
Yes.
Like, how does that even work? Because, like, my group has an array of sizes. Like, if we wanted to get a group costume for a Fat Guy Radio Show, do they have small, medium, and large all in the same bag? Like, what?
I would imagine that in those group costumes, you're going to have to go with people that are normal size.
So you all got to be the same size. So I got to find a new group of friends.
Roughly.
I'm the smallest of my friends.
Just because you want to go as a group, you want to, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm saying we want to go as the Power Rangers.
You can't.
But I can't have an oversized, fat Black Ranger. Like, that's not going to work.
No.
I'm going to be the Blue Rangers just because I got glasses. That's what I hate about group like costumes, because I'm always deemed.
You're pigeonholed?
Yeah, any character that had the glasses or like whatever the smart character is, I have to be that character. Like, me and my friends went as the Ninja Turtles, I was automatically Donatello because he was a smart one. They're like, you have glasses, you're smart. I'm like, bro, you got a better score on your SATs than me. Like, shut up. I didn't even spell my name right. Like, you get like 1,100 points for just spelling your name. I didn't get those.
I always had to go as a pumpkin for Halloween.
Was that a burnt pumpkin?
No, that's called a summer squash.
I like squash. Here's the thing. You can get your group costumes if you're not fat at Target. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Target. I'm kidding. Hey, Target, at least it didn't say Amazon. All right, everybody. So me and the little guy hit the road along with the princess.
Okay. How did that go?
Swimmingly.
Well, you know my gig. I've talked about it before on the show that I call my boys up at Old Enterprise at Deer Valley Airport.
Free advertisement?
Yeah. Yeah, free advertisement, even though and I will give them free advertisement because they, at the end of the story, they come out a little shinier than they are going in.
Okay.
I do the Kamikaze car rental. And what the Kamikaze car rental is basically it's the Enterprise, you pay, they pick. I selected this all the time, and I get there, and normally, 9 out of 10 times, I get a stellar car. I have always gotten some type of upgrade. Kyle has always hooked me up when I go in the Kamikaze car rental.
Yeah.
Well, last Friday, Kyle wasn't there.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, boys, Kyle wasn't there, and Douche McGiggums was there. And
McGiggums.
Douche McGiggums was dead set on giving me one particular car, a Nissan Altima, a 2016 Nissan Altima with 300,000 miles on it.
Wow.
I don't know why, but my third eye, when I saw this car, something told me this car ain't right. Something ain't right about this car. And I was 100% correct. But the thing is that what Douche McGiggums did not offer me is that even if Kyle put me in a car that I didn't necessarily want or I didn't think was an upgrade, at least he gave me a choice of three. Douche McGiggums only gave me one option, the Nissan Altima. Take it or leave it. So I'm sending in the Enterprise rental place, and he says, is this car going to work for you? And I'm like, no, but you're giving me no other choice. I can't disappoint my kid and say, hey, we're not going out of town this weekend. So I took the damn Nissan Altima from Douche McGiggums. Drove off the lot. Car made a right-hand turn. I was turning left. It had the worst wheel alignment you can ever think. The last renter must have flipped that car like three times.
Wow.
When I got into it, it was just not, I didn't feel comfortable about it. And I'm like, I'm going to put my kid in this car. I really have to get over the fact that I'm pissed off that Kyle wasn't there and I had to deal with Douche McGiggums. I'm sure it was a good car. It ran and it got us to point A and point B, but it also threw in a point B and a half on the second day of travel. First day of travel, me and the little guy, just me and AJ, my 17-year-old, went to Kingman, Arizona.
Nice.
3 hours north to go to Canyon 66 Restaurant and Lounge.
Wow.
Because I found them on Instagram, and all their food posts looked yummy, and I wanted to eat it.
Was it good?
It was good. The food was good, but I got a surprise when I got there that all the food that they put up on Instagram, most of it is daily specials.
Wow.
So when I got there, I literally had my phone out at the waitress saying, what's this? She's like, oh, that's only available on Tuesdays. I'm like, okay, scroll. What's this? She's like, oh, that's only available on Thursdays. And it was Saturday. But
did they have anything good for a Saturday daily special?
Yes, they had a chicken sandwich. And it was the bomb.com. I wanted to rub it in a bad place.
Okay.
It was worth it. We got to Kingman, though, and it was monsoon of all monsoons up there. Ooh. And the whole city was flooded.
Nice.
And you're in a little boat.
Yeah, and I looked up at AJ and I says, how long have we been driving? Are we in Houston? But that wasn't the point.
So after we
put on our swimsuits, what was really interesting is that we pulled up to the street, Route 66, the famous Route 66.
Is that even around?
Yes, that goes through northern Arizona.
Okay.
And through Kingman and into Flagstaff and on out to the Grand Canyon.
Did you guys get your kicks?
We did get our kicks on Route 66. We couldn't get into the parking lot because there was a raging river in front of the parking lot. It was that.
The Whitewater Rapids.
It was really, really bad. It was deep. We were watching a truck, a full like F-150 truck come through it, and its tires were almost fully submerged.
Wow.
So we were in the little Nissan Altima from Douche McGiggums. I knew for a fact that I didn't get the insurance on this car because I was pissed off at Douche McGiggums for giving it to me. So the last thing that I wanted to do with this car was turn it into a boat.
So
I just said, you know what? We're going to sit here and wait this out. So me and AJ are across the street from the Canyon 66 Restaurant and Lounge at a gas station. There ain't too many people that are the same shade as me up in Kingman. So we stuck out like a sore thumb, sitting in the car, just absolutely doing nothing but waiting until the water receded a little bit.
And then next thing you know, hear sirens?
No, we didn't get arrested. What we did is that we got out and AJ said, let's just try it. Now, me, I'm a grown-ass man. Why the hell I would take the advice of a 17-year-old? But I did, and we made it through.
Okay.
We made it through. So we get to the restaurant. It was everything I expected it to be. The food was great. The service was great. I was kind of feeling bad for them because the inside, it rained so much up there. The inside of their restaurant started to flood. And so they, when we walked in, they were squeegeeing, water out of the.
They were squeeping.
They were squeeping. They were squeeping the nation. They were squeeping the nation.
I was wondering when would you ever squeep?
Yeah.
When you have a wet mess, mother level.
Yeah. How's that doing over there? Is that good?
Oh, we're good.
They were squeeping the nation inside the Canyon 66. So they set us at a table that wasn't currently floating, and me and AJ had a really good lunch. He had some chicken wrap thing that had amazing. What blew my mind is when they get with the fries. The fries immediately took me back to a place where, to my dad's old burger restaurant.
Ted's
Burger Shop in South Phoenix. It immediately took me there because my dad used to season all of his fries with seasoned salt.
Oh, that's the only way to season fries.
Literally, see, I didn't got too damn fancy where I seasoned my fries with
crack black pepper and sea salt.
No, I do it with sea salt and thyme. And then
a little olive oil.
Sometimes with basil. And then every once in a while, put a little paprika or maybe spice it up a little bit with some cayenne.
Well, I go ahead and.
Why is it more? Am I Marge?
Because she was a great cook.
Oh, yeah, she was. She cooked everything with yellow lip. Jaundice.
Wow.
It wasn't jaundice, it was mustard.
Oh, I thought Lip was fixing his side. He's scratching his chin.
He was just scratching because he's about to fall asleep. So we went up.
Had a Red Bull.
The restaurant was great. And thanking to Mother Nature, she let up after a while. The drive up there was actually really cool.
Yeah.
We drove back through a whole lot of little towns that I've never driven the 40 or the 76. So it was all new to me. And I loved it. It was about a 3-hour drive. So we did it again on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We decided to go out to Dateland, Arizona, which is our normal stop. But this time we brought along the princess, Sydney. We invited her along to go with us. So Sydney is with us on our way out to Dateland. We get out to we are headed out on the 10, heading west to Dateland, because Dateland is off the 8 heading into San Diego.
Or Yuma.
Yeah, Yuma.
Just depending on.
There's Yuma between San Diego.
Yeah, just depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, so it's Yuma, Arizona. And for those of you that really care, San Diego. Before we were on the freeway of the 10, just outside Phoenix in Goodyear.
Okay.
And the car rental, I get an alert. I hear, boom, low tire pressure.
Oh.
In the front right tire. And I noticed that the pull to the right was starting to get stronger. So I pull over, and it has a pressure gauge monitor on the dashboard, right?
Yeah.
So all the other tires are at 40, 40, 40, and this one tire, the front right tire, is at 15. 28.
Oh.
28.
28. Wow. So I pull over to a Circle K.
Okay.
Big mistake. Should have went to QT.
Free era QT.
$1.50 for three minutes of air.
$1.50 for three?
Yes, and it only took the tire to 33 PSI. But it turned off the alert.
Did you have the it has that digital gauge on it, right?
Yes.
See, so what you do on those is preset, so when you turn it on, it automatically goes to 33. You have to push it to the pressure you want it to get to, and then you put it on your tire, and it'll lift your tire to that pressure that you preset it.
I didn't know anything about it, dude. I'm Corey Blaze. I don't know anything about cars.
Well, now you know. If you ever go to Circle K again, just...
I won't. I never will.
That thing is pretty cool, because now you don't have to sit there and watch your tire for the whole time. You put in... It's like your thermostat. You put it into what you want it to go to, and then you put it on your tire, and it will keep going, and then you'll hear it, like, cut off. Once your tire reached that pressure.
See, I didn't do that. It kept going.
Yeah, because it's getting it there. And then when it goes, you're just letting air out of your tire.
Oh.
because it's only 33.
That's
why it only got 33 PSI.
You literally preset it. And then after you preset it, you just set it. and forget it.
Ron Popeil. Well, it didn't stay at 33 because as soon as I hit Gila Ben, it was right back down to 28. Because
you had a nail?
And then it fell again before we got into Gila Ben, and I got another pump that I paid another $3 for, this time 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I got it all the way up to 40. By the time we got to Dateland, it was right back down to 27.
Luckily at Dateland, there's a pump there, right?
There's a pump there, and it was free. Thank you to my Dateland friends. So now I'm starting to get worried that I got my kids in the car, and this tire is losing pressure, and it's losing pressure fast. Because this is only a two-hour drive, and I've lost pressure twice, and we're at 75 miles an hour on the interstate. So that's pretty dangerous if it blows out. And also looked like the tire was about to flip off the side of the car as well. But then again, I don't know anything about tires. That might be the way that it's designed. I don't know, but it looked like there was a finger-width gap between the hubcap and the actual tire.
That should not happen.
Exactly. So we get to Dateland, and I decide, okay, I'm going to call Enterprise. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They close at noon on Sunday, so I had to call the 800 number.
Okay.
And sit on hold for 90 minutes.
Wow.
While I was on hold, I went out to the air pump that they had there, held it on the car for 3 minutes, just like I did with everything else. Took the tire pressure to 68.
Oh, overinflated.
I used the pump that's for diesel trucks.
At least you got it full of air.
I was wondering why when I got back in the car, it was like on switches.
Saw hissing.
It got to 68 PSI, bro.
Whatever's in the tire is not in there.
Right?
It was huge. 68, it was so overinflated. The rest of the tires didn't even register on the readout on the dashboard.
Wow.
So I finally got through to Enterprise customer service.
Okay.
And they said, don't drive the car. It's unsafe. Because of the tire pressure.
So what am I supposed to do? Sit out here?
They said, we're going to send roadside service. I said, how long is that going to take? She said, let me check. She came back and gave me a count of 60 minutes.
Okay,
we're at Dateland. The kids are having ice cream. We've already been there an hour and a half. What's another hour? The kids will just muddle around, and whatever they break, I'll buy.
Sounds good.
So, and they entertained themselves. They're teenagers. They entertained themselves. They went out, and they were chasing butterflies. It was kind of cool. We were playing like it was a outback safari thing. I got video of it, too. We're going to put it all together and put it up on my blog. It was kind of fun. We killed the time. But 60 minutes turned into 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. 90 minutes turned into 120 minutes until Gomer Pyle pulled up in his AAA truck.
Gomer Pyle.
And he says, well, looks like you got a tire pressure issue. I didn't bring a spare tire. We could put the donut on it. So I thought to myself, I said, myself said, we are in the middle of nowhere, Dateland, Arizona. The guy, I looked at the tow truck driver and I said, hey, bro, why did it take you so long? They told me 60 minutes. He said, I couldn't find the crossroads. In Dateland, Arizona, there's one road.
Yeah.
It don't cross nothing. Just find that one road.
I-10 in Dateland.
I-10
in Dateland.
That's it. You can't miss it.
Right on the corner.
So dude says, oh, I can put the donut on. And I came out here to put a donut on. I says, no, the lady on the phone told me you were bringing me a spare tire. That's the reason why I said I'll wait 60 minutes versus waiting 4 hours, because she did offer to send me a full replacement car. But I didn't want to sit out at Dateland for 4 hours. So I said, 60 minutes, send a new tire, swap the tires out. We'll get our asses back to Phoenix and we'll end this nightmare. Because now my patience are running out, because it took him 2 hours to get there. So he shows up and he wants to put the donut on. Here's the rules. Lib, you know the rules of the donut. Number one, you can only go 100 miles on the donut.
Okay.
Number two, the top speed of a donut is 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And the freeway we just got off on is 75.
Yes.
So either I was going to put my kids' lives in danger by driving 50 miles an hour back to Gila Bend and then back into Phoenix because we're 2 hours outside of the city, or we're stuck in Dateland and going to have to start new lives.
Which is not a bad idea.
Which is not a bad idea, but I like dates, but I don't like dates that much. So this dude,
that's why he's single.
What the? I'll get to it in a minute. That was a good one. Oh, there it is. What did Gomer Pyle ended up doing is Gomer Pyle ended up balancing all of the tires all the way up to 41 PSI.
Okay.
He brought them higher than they were, but he balanced them all out. That car ran like a breeze when all the tires were all on the same PSI. We got on. I kept the tire pressure monitor on the dashboard and just monitored all the way back. My most fear is that and we did 75 all the way back in. I ain't never drove 75 on the 10. That's flat and it's straight. I'm lucky if I do anywhere close to, you know, under 85. I keep it at 85 when I'm on the 10. 10 miles per hour over and you're okay. Anything over that, police go to pick you up and give you a little whoop, whoop. I always do 85. I did 74, 75 all the way back in the Gila bin.
Wow, you're scared.
I was.
Did it drop at all?
Got in the Gila bin. It went from 41 to 42.
Yeah, sometimes when you drive, the pressure builds up.
But if he has something leaking.
It went to 42, then it stayed at 42 past Gila bin. We got halfway to Phoenix outside Louisville Prison. And it dropped back down to 41, and then it maintained 41 until I took it back Monday morning when it dropped back down to 38.
Did you put fix-it flat in there?
I didn't do S to it. No, almost yeah. I didn't do S to it. I took it back and drove it right back to the
We're talking about the
tow truck. Douchebag Magoo or whatever.
Yeah, did he put any kind of sealant inside?
No, he just put air in it. That's all he did.
He had to put something in
there.
He didn't put anything in it.
Losing pressure when you were... Like
three times.
Yeah, you know. And that way, like, there's no way.
It
and then you're
just
going
fix
slow.
Itself.
Yeah, and you're going slower. Yeah.
Well, if he did, he must have did something because when I took the car back, Enterprise had a surprise $55 roadside assistant fee waiting for me.
Which didn't go over very well.
That didn't go over very well for them. Your car breaks down. I have to pay for it to get fixed. I don't own this son of a bitch.
Like you gave me a default car.
You gave me Douche McGiggums gave me this damn car. Soon as the guy in the Enterprise heard the octave in my voice slightly change, that whole thing was comped. The entire weekend was comped, and a free weekend was given. Because I'm Corey Blaze. I go to there all the time. That Enterprise is nowhere near my house, but I go there because those people treat me good. Kyle treats me good. But now I have figured out that Douche McGiggums, when I see him behind the counter, I am about face, forward march, right my ass back out of that damn Enterprise because he is the booby prize. That son of a bitch gave me that car knowing that it was a piece of S. He could have easily put me in the Jeep because I've had the Jeep on the You Buy We Pick plan before.
Oh, the Patriot.
Yes.
That white one.
I've had the Jeep before on the You Buy We Pay. I've had the Chrysler 200 on the You Buy We Pay. Those cars were all on the lot. But this punk ass bitch wanted to put me in that Nissan because he knew that it had a problem. So Douche McGiggums,
the nail in the tire.
He put the lime in the coconut is what he did. Who put the nail in the bucket? Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, a hole. Douche McGiggums.
Oh my
did
God.
This to
I've never
me
heard that one before.
On purpose.
He did.
I know he did.
Because you're black.
So he better be glad that the general manager was the one that worried. It's not because I'm black, because I'm not black. I pay with an Amex. Because
you're dark.
Because I am darker in
you pay with the
disposition.
Black Amex, that's why.
I did. But Douche McGiggums better be glad that his manager, Mark, was the one behind the counter because I was ready to ruin that kid's career.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to ruin his livelihood. But his manager, Mark, stepped up and everything was good until I got back home. And now I'm dealing with a sick 16-year-old and a sick 15-year-old. They each ate something out at Dateland that got them sick.
Oh, wow.
Sydney got sick and AJ got sick. I didn't eat anything at Dateland because I was too pissed off at Enterprise.
It was the ice cream.
So now they're both sick and AJ is still sick. Sydney's back, but AJ is still sick and his mom's taking him to the hospital. She loves that because she likes hospitals. All right, folks. That was my road trip. It was great. I want my babies to feel better. AJ, feel better. On the other side of this, we have something new that we're going to introduce to you because we love you. All right, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Fatnatics! It's your boy, Corey Blaze. Hey, you're doing a great job spreading the word about the show, but we want to empower you to do more. Introducing, for a limited time, the Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box. This box is our free gift to you to use in spreading the word. Request your free Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box today by emailing fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. And be sure to include your mailing address, and in a few days, your Fat Box will arrive at your door. In the Fat Box is your full arsenal needed to spread the word. The Fat Box is packed with club cards, pins, wristbands, and business cards. While supplies last, of course. The Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box. Spread the word about the show in style. Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com to get yours today.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Thanks for stopping by. Now get out.
Hello, this Idni Russian spy here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show After Burn Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the After Burn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice. Because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This Idni, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from. Because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. Our bonus show, Afterburn, Fat Guy Radio Show. Bonus show, Afterburn, is an additional monthly 75-minute show with no commercials, no rules, and it's uncensored.
Yes.
We are showing you our wee-wee. What? Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen, we reveal more about ourselves on the Afterburn, and we cover topics that the free show rules and sponsors won't allow us to cover. But the main thing about the bonus show, Afterburn, is that it keeps the free weekly shows coming. For less than a cup of coffee at a Seattle-based addictive coffee shop, wink, wink, you can get access to our bonus show. All righty, so sign up now at fatguyradioshow.com/Afterburn through our partnership with Patreon. Afterburn, Fat Guy Radio Show, bonus show.
What was that?
I don't know.
Can you smell?
Can you subscribe to the bonus show that we're cooking?
What? Yeah.
That right? All right. Well, we have something.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it was either. We have something new for all of you that we want to introduce to you.
Yes.
It's called the Fat Box.
Yeah! Box on the grid.
I didn't say Fatnatics. The Fat Box. Let me tell you guys about this. We came up with this because we want to empower all of our listeners to help spread the word. There's no secret. We don't have a bus rap budget. Or a billboard budget. And Lip sure as hell is tired of being a sign flipper on the corner.
Yeah, the sign is kind of beat down.
The sign's beat to hell.
The postcard he gave me is too small. Nobody can read it.
So
he's sitting there like this.
Flipping his phone.
This Fat Guy Radio Show.
So what we've decided to do is that we decided to put together what we call the Fat Box.
Okay.
And what the Fat Box is that we have a small surplus of marketing materials.
Box not included.
And we have a surplus of marketing materials with our club cards, our business cards, show pins, and wristbands.
Nice.
And we want to send this out to all of you so that when you tell someone about the show, you can hand them either a club card, a pin, or a business card, or a wristband to help spread the word. Fat Guy Radio Show is going to grow by grassroots. That's just the way that it's going to be. We don't have, neither one of us in the studio are previous radio professionals where we have a cult following.
Now speak for yourself.
You don't.
I have a cult following.
Well, your cult following sucks because we're still doing this show from the corner office in a more successful business.
Well, my mom does suck, but that's because she's dead, okay? Rest her soul.
Oh, there we go with the mom jokes. So if you want your fat box, and I happen to have one here as an example. If you want,
let me get your
fat box, it comes with your it comes with club cards. It comes with our silicone wristbands. Love those. I have one on today. And it comes with our Fat Guy Radio Show pins. And you probably have never seen these Fat Guy Radio Show pins because, Lip, we only gave these out at live appearances.
Yes.
Yeah, we used to only give them out at live appearances. And our business cards, which there isn't any business cards in here.
Hold on, I think I got...
They're in the front. So you get our business cards. So if you get someone that is you're just out and about, have some business cards on you, hand them out to whoever when you're telling them about the show. It's got all of our information on it, our website, what time we live stream, and everything else they need to know. And it has our show logo or our show slogan at the top. Well, we'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we also have our club cards that have the exact same thing. They're just a little bigger. So if you want your fat box with all...
I was like, how are they all together?
They're all together because...
Show magic.
The show magic. La,
la, la. So that's how the magician do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cellophane tape.
It's perfectly together. There it is.
Should have just put them all like in that plastic... What is it when you like...
Saran wrap?
Not saran wrap.
You want to back up and pull up to that joke once again, Lip?
It's not a joke.
Oh, well, you want to back up and pull up to that thought?
You should have wrapped them in
a condom.
You know that plastic that makes it like hard?
Lamination.
There you go.
Oh, I thought he was thinking sex dolls because they're made out of plastic.
Yeah. He's thinking about lamination. I thought you were going to say you should have wrapped them in my broken hopes and dreams.
Mata Martha, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. We definitely got to get you one. Mata Martha, I may bring yours to you.
Box not included.
We love her so much. Mata Martha, I will bring your fat box to you personally.
Box not included.
Box is not included, though. It's a fat box, but it's not going to come in a box.
Box not included.
You'll get it in maybe a toilet paper wrap.
Now, I have to be honest. The first box has already been sent out.
Ooh, nice.
But it's not in a box.
Box not included.
It's in a envelope, but it's on its way right now to the upside down.
Ooh, the Demigorgon's getting the fat box?
Not the Demigorgon, but close.
Barb.
No.
Oh. Damn it, Barb.
Damn it, Barb. Barb, lives matter too.
Ma! How come Barb gets a fat box? She doesn't do anything.
Shut the hell up, yelling at me from that damn studio, you know, some bitch. Shut the hell up.
Don't talk to my son like that.
We're going to have arguments with Marge and Grandma Clump. They're going to be friggin' epic.
I smell a new Amazon commercial.
But I'm not at home cooking for homie, I get my stuff from Amazon.
No, what? You know you don't be shopping Amazon, you yellow bitch. You know you don't be shopping Amazon.
At least they don't have to have me at gunpoint to go ahead and do my commercial reads.
Why don't you sit down and actually try? You know, Sherman, when Sherman was younger, he used to have yellow crayons. I used to look at him and I say, you know, you look a whole lot like Marge Simpson. You know, Marge Simpson, you know you ain't giving it to Homer no more. Homer, you know, he too old to be doing that. Homer be over at my house. You know, when Homer back in the day before he met Marge, Homer used to come over. He used to, you know, bring me flowers, take me out.
You are a lie!
Show me a lot of leave. And I used to give Homer hot, lovely relations.
No, my homie was never cheat on me.
You know, Marge? I used to watch your show, and sometimes when Homer come on, I relate to myself.
All right, Mama Clump won that round.
Mama Clump won. Marge Simpson, yellow. All right, folks, let's take a little break right here. And on the other side of this, it is America. F yeah. Get your fat box now. Send your address, name and address to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, and we'll get this right out to you. Mata Martha, I'll bring you yours personally. Lady K, I'll bring you yours too, but it's going to cost me about $500 because that's a long flight.
Is she even present right now?
She's not even in the virtual studios tonight, and that's
all
okay.
Right.
She's probably pissed off at me right now, but you know what? I know how to deal with Lady K.
Okay.
I got something for her. I'll put it on. I know what she wants.
All right.
I know what she needs.
That
all right.
Not included, though.
We'll be right back with America F. Yeah right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Are you a small business owner or work for a small business or corporation and you're part of the marketing team? I'm here to invite you to join the BDB Radio Network. Internet radio programming is the most intimate way to reach new customers. The song says video killed the radio star. Well, guess what the internet radio is doing to the radio star? Learn how you can become a part of the internet radio new age of marketing by visiting BDBradio.com. Your products could be featured on shows just like this at less than half the cost of broadcast radio and a fraction of the cost of TV commercials. Don't miss out on the movement that is on-demand personal internet radio. Get started at BDBradio.com and mention Fat Guy Radio Show and receive a month of free digital ads. This offer won't last long, so marketing personnel, get on it. BDBradio.com today.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no! My Take Two system from Halo 6 is empty. I need to order some new e-liquid. It literally is empty.
Oh no.
I need to order some new e-liquid. Whatever will I do? I know. I'll go to FatGuyRadioShow.com and click the Halo 6 banner and order some more of my favorite e-liquid, Sub-Zero. You can too. I don't know why I'm doing this. Wow. You can too. Are you tired of smelling like an ashtray?
Yes.
Or the 9 o'clock train to Memphis?
Yes.
Are you embarrassed when you walk around your friends and they say, hey, who's barbecuing?
Yes.
Well, you can cure all of that smoke smell easily with a new electronic cigarette from Halo 6.
But how do I get it?
You get it by this, you smoker! Go into the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Don't you want to know how much they cost?
Yes, how much do they cost?
They are very, very inexpensive, Mr. Yellow Black Lungs.
Wow. Mr. Yellow Blackulungs.
Mr. Blackula.
Blackula. Blah, blah, blah.
Mr. Blackulungs, get your Halo 6 by the Halo 6 banner. Be like fat internet radio sensation Corey Blaze. He smokes exclusively with Halo 6. Here's what Corey had to say. I smoke exclusively with Halo 6. Thank you, Corey. And now back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Halo 6 with the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. They should like that one. Right up to the post. Oh, DT, give it to the missing Amber Alert Lady K.
Halo 6.
I'm vaping, baby.
All right, let's jump right into it because that's exactly what we do at the end of the show. We try to cram as much as we can at the end because Lip don't care what we do.
No.
No, he doesn't.
You know what he said before the mics went live? Oh, I'm going to get tired right when the show starts. And you know what?
He did say that.
Sure as he did.
He did.
He has brought his normal Mr. Excitement to the show.
He is psycho. I mean psychic.
He is really out of his gourd.
I'm just saying, he is a demigorgon in disguise.
I mean, it's almost as if he ruined his life again by getting his wife pregnant. It's the segment that's sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. It is America F. Yeah! America F. Yeah! All right, where we feature Americans doing what Americans do because we believe there's still love and goodness in America. Dateline, Salem, Utah. Let's try that one more time.
All right.
Dateline, Salem, Utah. Who knew a plumber could be a child's guardian angel? Carl Winsness works as a plumber and earns around $50,000 a year. He is a father of two and has a special love for other children whose parents are incarcerated. With his $30,000 yearly salary, Carl created the only college scholarship program that is specifically awarded to children of incarcerated parents. It's called Willie the Plumber Scholarship. Though the scholarship is only $1,000 per qualified student, it means a lot to the student. One recipient of the Willie Plumber Scholarship said recently, "You get really down on yourself because people judge you and you feel like you can't do anything. Then all of a sudden, you have this random stranger who believes in you and knows that you're not who your parents are." Willie says he can afford to fill the scholarship by living a very modest lifestyle. And that has been Fat Guy Radio Show's America F Yeah. How amazing is that?
That is pretty cool. Dope. For like $1,000?
$1,000, and you're just a kid that your parents are incarcerated. I mean, that can be embarrassing.
It's not only is it embarrassing, but like you didn't make that choice. Your parents made that choice, and you have to live with the consequences.
Right. So, yeah.
So, like, for him just to shell out $1,000, and he's only making $30,000 a year, for him to shell out $1,000 for any qualified student, like, to get that award. That is amazing.
That's phenomenal, bro. I mean, $30,000 ain't a lot of money. Lip, you don't even make $30,000 a year.
No.
And, I mean, could you imagine putting together the
I mean,
Lip?
I make more than $30,000 a year, and I still struggle.
I know.
And I don't even have kids. And Lip has two.
What?
I actually have four.
Oh, God. Yeah. He had two while I was reading that story?
I think so.
Good Lord, Lip. Jesus, calm your tits. Keep it in your pants. I'm trying to find it and I can't do it. Instagram. Where is the Instagram music?
Bed 5.
Is it on 5? Okay, it is on 5. All right. We're going right into
I'm getting better at this.
Which column, which row?
It was column 2, row 4.
Wrong. You got the row right.
Row 4 is column 1 then.
Nope, wrong.
Column 3.
Column 3. Column
there's
three.
Only three. There's only four columns I could guess out of.
No, there's not. There's eight columns you can guess at. There's eight columns, yeah, four rows.
The rows are down.
And this is a throwback to last week's show where the show just got absolutely out of standstill and we started to start guessing sounds in my iPad. That was a crowning moment in my radio career. I'll tell you that much. It is the second segment that is sweeping the nation from the land down under and the Amber Alert Missy Lady K. It's Instagram Follower Post of the Week. And this week's Instagram follower post of the week comes from Jay Jenkins at JGZ14, who posted a picture of him rocking a do-rag and bandana. But what caught my eye was what was on his wrist. A Fat Guy Radio Show wristband, baby, is appearing in the picture of Jay chilling. Now, we're going to ignore the fact and forgive him that he's in his grandma's bathroom sitting on her sink.
Okay, because I was like, this dude is on the sink.
Yeah, I'm not going to whip your butt.
And he's 7 feet tall.
Right.
You know, but because he's showing some love for the show, we will forgive him for that. But he's rocking the Fat Guy Radio Show wristband.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about. JGZ with the Instagram follower post of the week. Go Lumberjacks. He is an NAU freshman.
Oh, okay.
He's an NAU freshman.
Freshman? Ooh-wee.
Yeah, so he just up there skeeting to the window to the wall.
Nah, you know those campuses don't let that happen.
Oh, yeah, okay. Just like it doesn't happen on GCU. Come on, let's keep it real, folks.
Ooh.
Christian school or not, they still got desires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be with Jesus.
To be with the Almighty Lord. And putting her heels to Jesus. All right. That
the
is
Red Sea.
Oh, God. Lip.
Way to end it, Lip.
You nasty booger, you.
He got his red wings.
Actually, I have it.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Skin net.
Okay, we're not. This is not Afterburn, boys. This is not
okay,
Afterburn.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, mother lover.
All right, that's it for Instagram follower post of the week. Thank you, JGZ, for rocking the Fat Guy Radio Show wristband in your show. Before we go, DT came up with the idea last week that we need to have an outing. I have a suggestion for an outing.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
I'll ask you this question first before I even put this out there because it may go, it may not go very far. Can you afford $20?
I can afford $20.
Lip.
No.
No. I can't afford
$20. Not only did he do the horrible joke, but he did it with a fake ass laugh too. Lip, can you afford $20?
It depends on when.
Well, will we plan it?
Maybe.
Here's the idea.
Okay.
Bear Country, Arizona, where you drive through the habitats of the bear.
Okay, I'm down.
So what we do is that I do the kamikaze car rental from Douche McGiggums, and I get that damn Nissan again. And we tie meat to the side of that Nissan. But here's what we do, though. I pay for the full coverage insurance. That's like $20 a day. And we drive that Nissan through bear country with meat tied to the side of it. And we just yell, "Here, Barry, Barry, Barry."
So the $20 for the meat.
$20 will cover the cost of the meat. And we just let them bears have it. And that's the way we get back on Douche McGiggles. No, I'm kidding. Seriously, bear country.
I'm totally down for that. I've never been to bear country.
We just, it's that bear exhibit where you drive through it. Lip, you can't bring any of your six kids because they've been and stuck their little finger out through the window and some antelope been and ran away with it.
I think he's up to 12 now.
Oh, gosh. We got to stop.
We finished the segment, so he's up to 12.
Lip, how are you making babies while we're still on the show?
He's very potent.
He is, clearly. Oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Here's the thing. Bear country.
Okay.
I think it'd be a really good weekend. We can do it on a Saturday. It's a turnaround trip. It's up north of Flagstaff.
Uh-huh.
It's about 3 hours. Mata Martha wants to go. You can put her in the trunk. Mata Martha, you fit in the trunk? No, Mata Martha, you can be the meat. And all them bears will come out licking on you.
Ooh.
Whoa, this is not Afterburn.
No, no,
no,
no,
stop no. it. Stop it. You cut that out.
Ma! Corey's being nasty.
If you ain't got a nasty mind, this show ain't for you.
Oh.
Oh. Bear Country.
Bye, guys.
Bear Country, boys. I think we should do it.
I'm down. I'm totally down.
On a Saturday, we'll rent a car, kamikaze car rental, whenever the prices are down. Give you a heads up. We'll record a couple of videos up there. Record some car video. I think it'd be fun.
Actually, I'll bring the Red Bull so I don't fall asleep on you guys.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't fall asleep on Dateline, though.
No, you didn't. But then I got my ass kicked from taking you out of Dateline.
Yeah.
By the little kid that currently has the Ebola virus that will probably never want to go to Dateline ever again.
So there is another date to Dateline for us.
Absolutely. We're in the clear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time because we were talking Bear Country.
Bear Country.
Today's show was brought to you by Amazon Prime. That 2-day mother effing free shipping comes with more than you realize. Get started today by clicking the special Prime banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. And don't forget to request your new Fat Guy Radio Show Fat Box to spread the word about the show. Or you can send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius and his 18 babies.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Daniel Mother Loving Taylor.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people!
That's me.
How can it be both of y'all? Oh, I said people, not person.
Yes.
I understand. Plural.
Exactly. Yes. That means more than one.
Douche McGiggums. Fat people.
Not me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you about. Tell everybody. Now this fool wakes up.
Lift, the show is over.
16 seconds left in the tape, and he's
Corey can't English right now. I'm awake now.
Hey, I had my funny line. I said Roseanne, bitch. Tell everybody you know about this show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, I said Roseanne, bitch, and they'll make it. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. I think we named the show in the last 5 seconds. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello!
San Roseanne,
hold
bitch.
On. Wait a minute. Let me put some mofunk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.